Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we climb the stairs to a small Croatian town whose canny street design harnesses the best and quells the worst that the coastal winds have to offer. Our guide today is Monocle's Nick Manis.
The town of Korčula, on the Croatian island bearing its name, sits on a small peninsula that protrudes into a narrow channel on the Adriatic Sea. Its pedestrianised old city, affectionately known as Little Dubrovnik, has many claims to fame. It was allegedly founded by the Trojans in the 12th century BC, is the supposed birthplace of Marco Polo, and has been ruled at various points by the Austrians, French, Russians, British and Italians. Cut off from the mainland by a man-made trench, entry into the town is permitted via a single gate and up a grand staircase. The entire peninsula, ringed in honey-coloured limestone walls, is covered in buildings. Here, its historic stone houses and shops, civic squares and hidden courtyards, many of which date from the Venetian Renaissance, today play host to cafes, restaurants, jewellers and guesthouses. But it's not the architecture or its other claims to fame that make this little town special. Rather, it's the shape and form of its streets. Planned by the Venetians in the latter half of the 13th century, it is defined by a main north-south artery that divides the town in two, with small cobbled side streets fanning out from it. The form of these two sets of side streets differ dramatically, and for good reason. Those on the western side run straight towards the ocean in order to maximise the cooling power of the maestral sea breeze. A summer day here reaches an average high of 30 degrees Celsius. By aligning the streets so that they are directly perpendicular to the western coast, winds can flow directly into the town uninhibited. On the eastern side, however, it's a completely different story. Here, the town is constantly buffeted by strong easterly winds, which often bring unpleasant weather and hot air. As such, the streets on this side of the peninsula bend and curve inwards, stopping these unwanted winds from barreling along the thoroughfares and penetrating the town. What's being created is, in effect, a large and mightily efficient natural heating and cooling system, helping to create an urban environment that is incredibly hospitable in what might otherwise be an unpleasant microclimate. And if you weren't convinced that the town's designers were truly in touch with the natural systems and landscape forms some 700 years ago, the step streets prove otherwise. Rather than levelling the city, Korčula's hilly terrain is embraced, with all of its streets, bar one, created out of steps that slope down to the sea walls. The town's main square and cathedral can be found at the highest point. By embracing the slopes, the original character of the peninsula is maintained, while still making it navigable by foot. All of these moves play off the existing conditions and show an innate understanding of the natural systems that define this particular patch of land. In a world where so much of our design and planning work, especially when it comes to greenfield developments, is driven by the raising and regrading of a landscape, this historical example is a refreshing counterpoint. It's a reminder that green and environmental credentials can be built in at the planning phase, and that they don't have to fall to LEED certified structures or houses equipped with solar panels, water tanks and vegetable gardens. Laying out new developments and retrofitting existing ones in a manner where they can tap into environmental systems is possible and should happen. Compact and resource-efficient towns and cities are the driver of healthy economies and livable neighbourhoods. For the gold standard, and for some ancient proof, look to Korčula.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to the man with the wind, Nick Manis, for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.